It's the Minnesota goodbye. Is Drake's button pushed out? Just making sure.
He should be gone.
Audio. We always check this last minute. Jenny's doing the podcast with us today because Dave is off and he'll be back tomorrow. So a bunch of emails. Thank you so much for sending those. You always can to ryanshow@kdwb.com. It says, I listened this morning to the show. So this was from yesterday, and Drake's vulnerable story about coming out, and it struck me something worth talking about, perhaps a follow-up topic for you. Should we tell each other I love you, quote unquote, no matter what, when someone comes out to us? I think we should instead say I love you. Tell me more. I have often told my young adult children over the years, I love you no matter what. That means no matter if you put diesel in the car versus gas, get an F in school, skip practice, try weed for the first time, or even get a public intox at your first college tailgate party. Come to your parents when you make mistakes because we love you no matter what. No matter what mistakes you make along the way. I have many gay friends and coworkers in my life, some of which I have supported through not coming out, early stages of coming out, and others in long-term open lifestyles before I knew them. It's never been something of question for me, and yet I do acknowledge the struggles they may have had, and I'm often happy when they share with their family and loved ones, no matter what. Today I realized that's a hurtful way to express love while someone is intended as true love. So my point, when a friend tells you he is gay, rather than saying I love you no matter what, because it never is a mistake and because you are lucky enough to have his love and you are important to him, instead say I love you, tell me more. I would tell Drake, you are loved, tell us more. I don't have a personal email, don't need to be contacted, just adding food for thought and support for Drake. Love each other.
I guess I've never thought about it that way. But yeah, yeah. I mean, I do agree with that. It's not really a one way or another.
Like you have a, yeah. Okay. I'm not going to read this one just because we kind of made a promise recently to not read a sad animal one, and I feel bad, but this is a very long losing a pet story. So I am sorry. Maybe we'll do that another day. But someone said, can you please stop reading sad animal stories for a while? Because we read like a handful of them. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to pull back from that one today. Sorry. Okay. Here's another one. I feel like Drake should be on these because some of these, they say Minnesota goodbye, but they're about Drake talking. If you missed it, Drake said he's gay yesterday on our show. Jenny and I knew, Dave knew because he told us, but he finally felt like comfortable in a vulnerable moment to share that with everyone listening to the show. And it was, he got such a great reception, which is great.
I think he was answering DMs like all day yesterday. Yep. And he was like, he's like, I love the support. I'm getting tired. Like, not that he doesn't want the DMs, but he's like, I'm almost getting tired. I've been answering these all day.
Yeah. So this is, hey, morning show crew. I was listening to the podcast when Drake was talking about how hard coming out was. I live in Western Wisconsin in a very small town. I was kind of forced to come out by one of my buddies asking me while we were driving because tons of rumors were floating around. So I said yes. And of course, he ran around telling everyone. It was kind of horrible. It's really hard and sucks. I've come to terms with that. Unless I move, I will never find love and die alone because there is no other openly gay people around here. I still have friends, but I'm just a joke to them. All they do is make gay jokes and derogatory comments nonstop. And I'm always depressed and have to fight to just keep moving on. All that said and done, good for you, Drake. Keep up the good attitude, and a true thank you to the whole morning crew, as you are the reason for one of my few smiles a day. I don't know if he wants his name read, but I am so sorry that you are dealing with that. That's why when, you know, Dave will make a comment like, I just can't imagine that people are still like this. It's because when you're not like that, it's hard for you to imagine anyone being so awful. But I'm not surprised to hear you deal with that in your small town.
Yeah.
And I'm so sorry you deal with that. I hate that you have the outlook too that you'll die alone because there are no openly other gay people in that area. I feel like it couldn't be worse if you moved somewhere else, right?
Right. I think a lot of people, I mean, if you're close with your family and they all live there, that's like one thing I think that makes it hard to move away. But the other thing is like stability with a job.
Yeah.
So I think that that's what causes people to not move when they maybe want to get out. But I would say, I mean, this isn't something I would ever do, but maybe get on some dating apps. And then if you and have your range wider than just a 30-mile radius, maybe have it across the country. I just watched a corny Netflix movie where they met from being across the country and then they fell in love.
My friend Jeffrey, he met a guy in Washington and they dated on the app, and then he came to visit here, and then he went to Washington to visit, and Jeffrey found a job and his own apartment in Washington. And he just moved across the country. And the reason he found his own apartment and job is because he didn't want it to be, I'm moving there for him. But now they're together and they're quite happy, and they're happy they have their own apartments, and they're seeing how their relationship works living in the same state before they move in together, which I think was super smart.
So, I agree too.
It's very possible. Like Jenny said, yeah, find, you can find someone on those apps, and then maybe they're only 3 hours away. And then you could, it's easier to meet up with them, and I don't know, feel like, find someone that's gone through or going through similar things to you, because I feel like that's so important. When you go through anything, it, you kind of look for some, for something like that. Someone that's gone through something similar to you. And they always say the cliche, which I say in my podcast, so you feel less alone, but it's true.
Yeah. And I think also this doesn't have to do with dating, but just getting out of whatever town you grew up in, even if it's for 6 months and you met someone, it didn't work out and you got to go back. It's just an experience that I think you'll never regret because you learn from it. And I will say that even though I'm still in the Midwest and it's just across the border where my hometown is in Wisconsin, Minneapolis is a totally different vibe. And I'm very happy I've been able to experience what I feel like is a different culture.
Yeah.
And I sometimes am like, do I need to move somewhere else again someday to experience something else outside of the Midwest?
Yeah.
And like, that's always up in there for me just because I'm a pretty grounded person and I also like do not like change. So the chances of me moving are very slim, but I would never regret getting up and moving even if it didn't work out.
Yeah. My timeline of moving is pretty much like gone now.
You got to move only like a couple times, but you did get to go out to Reno.
Yeah.
But you were in Indiana for most of the time.
I did. Yeah. And I moved for college like 2 hours away. It was still in Indiana, but that was like a big change for me. Because that was like my ripping off the Band-Aid. No friends. None of my friends went to my college. A couple of friends went to a different college, but it's funny. We didn't hang out. And that's also, you could go to college with people you know and never hang out with them because you create your own new thing. But then, I moved to Reno and then here. But for a long time, I didn't know if I would stay here. And not because I didn't like it, because I didn't know what else did I want for my career. But I loved it so much. And then I was like, okay, well then, especially when I met Jake, that was off the table because he has a son and he isn't going to move, be away from him. He's always said like we would figure it out if I had like such a great opportunity and wanted to go somewhere. And I had been realistically approached by Chicago, and it did cross my mind for a while because I was like, Chicago, I could still fly back and forth. And I'm like, did I really want to do that? That's just, but we have talked about like when we're older going somewhere else, like for retiring. Cause like anyone that leaves Minnesota, you love the summers and everything so much, but when I'm old as balls, I do not want to be going out walking and being in the cold every single day or like trying to shovel. Granted, I don't shovel my driveway now, but I wouldn't want to. So I don't know.
Yeah. But yeah, I'd say go move somewhere.
Yeah.
Move somewhere for a little bit if you have like the financial means.
That's the thing. You may not have the financial means.
I know. And that is a hard thing.
Moving is so hard because you pay for your shit to move, or you got to buy new furniture. You have to have always the first month's like rent and like your deposit, which is usually the same amount. It's a lot of, it's so much money to move. It's easier for us to say, yeah, just up and do it. Just have $4,000 is all you need to start over.
The only reason I was able to get up and move was because I just went right into college debt.
Exactly.
So that's why I was like, all right, here you go. You have the money because you're getting loans through FAFSA and private loans and stuff. But did I have the actual technical money? No. I just was in student debt for a little while.
Yeah. And then when I moved to Reno, the radio station paid for my move.
That is nice.
Same for here. When I moved here, they paid for my move.
That is nice.
Well, not my apartments. I mean, that's on me. I got to figure out my own money for my apartments, but...
Did you immediately have a apartment lined up when you moved here?
No, I did. I lived here in the Homewood Suites for a few, like 2 weeks or something.
Okay.
But I was so stressed all the time because I had Elliot, and I was like, so I asked him to put me in a room like farthest away from all people because I didn't know if she would bark while I was gone because she was in a strange place with nothing. And then Steve actually recommended apartments to me And it's where he lived when he first moved here. So I moved in those apartments. It was a great first apartment because everyone told me I should live in Uptown, and I'm glad I didn't. I was never an Uptown person. And it has nothing to do with Uptown. I'm not an active go out at night kind of person. I did, but not regularly. So
Uptown
I lived
was
out.
Very different, though, when you first moved here than what it is today.
Yeah.
It's still like a busy place and like whatnot, but it was like a very different vibe 10 years ago.
It was like college town. It was, there were so many young people partying and stuff there.
It was like you just got done with the college, so where are you going to move? Off campus.
Yeah.
And most people did move to Uptown, but I lived in a tiny little house that was turned into multiple apartments, and I paid like $500 a month in rent at that place.
Awesome.
It was like decently cheap. But yeah, no, I lived in Uptown for many years of my life.
Yeah, the ones I was in, they were like technically Plymouth, I think, over on Bass Lake Road, basically out near Maple Grove, which I think is like a funny first place to move here when you're in your 20s.
Mm-hmm.
It's like that's where you move usually when you're like starting a family or buying a house or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's so funny that you brought up. I forgot. My memory is shot that Jenny brought up earlier on the show that we went out one night and like she hooked up with a guy that looked like Ryan Reynolds.
Gosling.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Either okay. way, it would have been fine.
I know. I
would
have been fine either one. But
I don't remember you being there that night. The only people I remember, I do remember Katie being there, which she was our old assistant producer. And I remember intern John's brother showing up because he was doing some weird fake Irish accent. And we were like, why is he? I was like, is this guy from Ireland? They were like, no, he'd studied abroad there. And then I feel bad making fun of it, but it did make me laugh. I'm going to be honest.
Oh, no, we all made fun of it. I was like, why are you speaking like this? Because I was close enough with him because we interned together that I was like, come on, let's stop this. But no, I'm pretty sure. Didn't you have a lake patrol that day?
No idea.
I don't even remember. Maybe it wasn't that day, but I do remember it was like your first date with Sauce. And then I'm pretty sure I was already drunk when I got to the bar.
Okay.
So I think I got there a little bit later. Katie was there and you all were hanging out. And I remember being around one of those barrel tables.
Yeah.
And I don't think, I mean, we were like coming out for the night and we were just starting our night. And I think you guys were like winding down from your night.
Sounds about right.
So I think whenever like you guys left and we just kept the party train rolling.
Yeah.
And that girl that I was with at the time, she was like my party friend for the summer
because
she was subleasing from our place that summer. And her and I just hung out all the time.
Yeah.
And I remember we just like took many, many shots. And then we basically separated. I went home with Ryan Gosling and she got a cab home, I believe. Or maybe honestly she went home with someone too.
With Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm a little jealous.
Aww.
I think I like Ryan Reynolds a little bit better. I like his personality, I should say.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
why. They're both very attractive.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Well, that's it for the Minnesota goodbye. Jenny will tell us which celebrity lookalike she hooked up with tomorrow. Not really.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening.
I wish.
Have a great day.